Our business news starts with a name change in the computer industry. Apple Computer has formally changed its name to Apple Inc. to reflect the company's new emphasis on consumer electronics. Yesterday, the company unveiled its long-awaited iPhone. For now, at least, the buzz is drowning out talk of Apple CEO Steve Jobs and his involvement in a financial scandal over stock options. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Each year, Apple CEO Steve Jobs takes the stage at the Macworld Expo and with great fanfare shows off the company's latest invention. This year, it's a combination iPod, internet communications device, and a mobile phone. Jobs proudly demonstrates.
Hey, Johnny, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Well, I can't tell you how thrilled I am to make the first public phone call with iPhone.
To listen to music, watch movies, send email, or search the web, iPhone users simply touch an icon with their finger. Although many of the features already exist on some smartphones, industry analyst Mike McGuire of the Gartner Group says Apple's total package is unique.
I think it's an extremely slick device that bears all the hallmarks of an Apple breakthrough product.
With a price tag of $499 for the 4-gigabyte version, it's not for the masses. Still, analysts including McGuire believe that for Apple, entering the mobile phone market makes financial sense.
It gets them into a whole new class of products where they were not before. The total available market for mobile phones, as we know, it dwarfs everything else.
The iPhone will be available in the U.S. beginning in June. Singular Wireless will be the exclusive partner. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.